Hey everyone, Justin with an I here. No, your ears are not deceiving you and you did not click on the wrong podcast. This week is a very special episode. It's a lost episode of Justin versus Justin. So if you've been looking forward to that energy, that banter, that witty back and forth, well, boy, you have the wrong show. But besides that, there's some good comedy bits in here. I'm not exactly sure of everything that's on it, so there might be some dated things, possibly from 2018, 2019. Haven't even hit the pandemic yet at this point. So with this, I hope you guys all listen and enjoy. This is the Lost Episode, episode 123 of the Justin versus Justin podcast.
The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
All right, so should we do that?
In 5, 4, 3...
Justin versus Justin. Podcasting. Excellent. Radio party time. Excellent.
All right. And welcome to our first utter fuck up of the opening. This is the Justin versus Justin podcast.
I like to play.
Yes, you do.
What's up, everybody? I'm Justin with an E.
And I'm Justin with an I.
So that way you can hear our luscious voices.
You can hear us. And you can't see us.
That's right. We're switching to the All Audio All the Time podcast.
That's right, folks. Call today. Wait, don't call.
Now available in Univision.
Now available in Dickprint. I like that. Did you study for that?
I studied my gibberish. Goal!
Funny, she doesn't look gibberish. I don't know why I said that like Garth, but...
She doesn't look gibberish.
I feel like Garth would have fit in very well in Spaceballs.
Actually, funny thing, since we just finished watching a 9 Things We Didn't Know About Wayne's World, I actually watched another one on things I didn't know about Spaceballs.
Oh, God.
And the reason there is no Spaceballs merchandise...
George Lucas.
...wouldn't allow it.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Still to this day, you can't get something, and it's like, ugh, it's just terrible.
And then actually, in the movie, though, when he has the store, and he's like, the Spaceballs merchandise, they clearly hold up a Transformers lunchbox. It actually has Optimus Prime on it. And it was a coloring book.
Does it just say Spaceballs, but it has Optimus Prime on it? Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'll have to show you that video clip later. But, yeah, the coloring book, I think, was like Batman or something. And, they don't change the covers.
Oh,
it's
wow.
still just that, and it just says Spaceballs.
That's, like, delightfully lazy. That's like us. Can we describe ourselves as delightfully lazy? The Justin versus Justin podcast.
So lazy, we hired two other guys to do the show. We're going to leave now. See you later.
Yeah. Click, 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 click. Little do you know, they left so they could watch Geostorm.
What? Hello, everybody. This is Justin with an E.
And I'm Justin with an I. We're circus clowns.
You're a circus clown? I'm just a clown on the street.
I'm Ken Candy.
You can float down here.
Oh, boy.
All right, Mickey Mouse.
That was Mr. Hankey, but...
That sounded like Mickey Mouse.
I don't even know. I don't know. You know, guys, it's...
Guess what, everybody? I own everything now.
You thought you'd escape, Deadpool?
Thanos doesn't have anything on me because I own this punk-ass bitch.
You know, it's funny, too. It's like their flagship character is the least interesting character out of all of them. And I've never really been a big Mickey guy. Like, I'm a big Uncle Scrooge guy because I loved DuckTales growing up. But I never really cared for Mickey Mouse. I'm like, yeah, he's all right, but what has he done for me lately?
I want to know who was sitting there in the 50s and went, this guy will rule the world.
I don't know. I mean, it's just like, it's one of those things. It's like he did everything right. Like, I watched this documentary on the guy, and they totally did this thing where it's like, he was such a good guy and a family man, and he did this. And I'm like, I know a lot of this stuff is not true because he was an absolute bastard.
Yeah.
Didn't they make... The Devils, you said they made the Arizona State.
Yeah, the Arizona State Sun Devils logo was made by a animator who was fired by Walt Disney. So that's why if you look at the face of Sparky the Sun Devil, it looks like Walt Disney.
And I'll be honest with you, there's so much about Disney that I absolutely love. Like just the detail that they put into things. Like they have an entire warehouse just for like ornaments and like decorations and stuff. And they like daily repaint
garbage cans and like the detail that they put into it, like pumping popcorn smells into the right place. That's awesome. Like that's the kind of stuff that, that has really made them successful.
That's like, because I own the world.
Yeah. Until they open their sex park, right? The Disney sex park.
You leave Mickey Land S&M alone.
Well, half of their characters don't wear pants anyway, so. You know, it's all good.
I'm going to get your Mickey Mouse butt plug. Ha ha.
Why does it have three ears? It's like, it's a fidget spinner. Oh.
So fidget spinner butt plug? That's interesting.
I know it's kind of an odd way that we went already, but do you have a favorite Disney movie?
A favorite Disney movie?
Yeah, just like in general.
Well, I mean, I grew up as a 90s kid, so I love Aladdin and all those. I mean, what generation of Disney are we talking?
I don't know.
Are we talking 80s, 90s, 60s, 50s?
I'll give you a good example. Mine is kind of a weird one, but it was like right at that like point where it was like huge for me. Mine is Oliver and Company. Like, I love that movie. And it's arguably like one of the worst movies, like animation style and all that he made. But, you know, and it was right before like the Renaissance when Little Mermaid came out. So it's like, yeah, it ain't much to look at, but it's like, it's always been my favorite.
I love A Fox and a Hound Dog, too.
That's a good one.
I'm a hound dog.
That is a good movie.
I grew up with that.
Man, that tugs at the heartstrings, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. More than Bambi, I think.
No, Bambi fucking sucks, dude. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There's like so much about that movie that I just don't care for. I'm like, okay, what the fuck? Shut up. You know?
Maybe you're not Twitter pated.
You can call me Flower if you want to. Jesse.
You can deflower me if you want to.
You got them bristly arms.
Muscly arm, dear boy.
You know, that's kind of, I wasn't going there, but then I just kind of went there midstream. So it's like, I think it would be funny if they got like the Family Guy guys to be like,
hey y'all, my name's Bambi. I'm the king of the forest.
Shut up, Meg.
Yeah, I'm Twitter. Dumper.
Yeah, you know. I'm a deer.
Curse you. And such.
You can call me Flower if you want to. But curse you if you do.
I'm a smelly skunk. I'm going to skunk you.
Oh, Bambi.
The lowest.
Yeah, I can't do Lois.
I knew exactly what it was.
I'm a hunter. Giggity, giggity, giggity.
All right. There's a deer. All right.
Giggity, giggity. I'm going to have fun. Oh,
come back here, Bambi's mom. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to shoot you. I'm going to mount you. All right.
Oh, there you go.
Giggity, giggity, goo.
Yeah, Bambi sucks. You know what's funny? They did a sequel. And in the sequel, Patrick Stewart was in it.
I don't remember the sequel.
No, I mean, well, again, I ran a Blockbuster, so. Yeah. But,
hey, no yawning on this show.
I'm sorry.
The show is filmed at midday, not extremely late hours of the evening.
So we actually had something we were going to talk about. We were going to talk about a couple movies that we've seen, a couple Netflix originals that maybe you've seen yet, but we haven't gotten around to discussing on the show, and we've seen a few. Triple Frontier.
Yep, saw that.
The Dirt.
The Dirt.
And we did see, you haven't seen Love, Death, and Robots. We'll hold
off
on that.
I have not watched it yet. You rave and say it's amazing. I have yet to watch it. I'm being lazy.
Yeah, no, I totally like it. And what was the last one you were talking about?
I forget the name. I think it's called The Highwayman.
Okay.
I believe that's what it's called. It's the new one about Bonnie and Clyde, featuring Woody Harrelson and Kevin Costner.
Did you see, And there's another one that is a Western.
I have a big screen in front of me, and I could probably look this up.
It's funny because I'm looking at the thing that says Netflix on it, too.
Yeah, the Netflix logo right on the big giant screen. If I pull it up, I could get the
look, all I'm going to say is I just saw Contagion pop on the screen, and if I had to pick a movie second to frickin' Geostorm, it's going to be Contagion.
Let's see.
Oh, man, I totally watched The Fifth Element last night, before I was going to bed. I love Zurg.
Yeah, The Highwayman. That is the correct name.
He's just great. He's like, I don't care for warriors, but I'll tell you what I do care for. A straight-up killer. You would ask about the red button on the bottom of the gun. I'm like, Zurg is so good.
Multipass. Lilu Multipass.
I'm Colbin Dowis.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it's very quotable, too, so it's pretty cool.
Chris Tucker's finest performance.
I agree. You know, bar none, like, I feel like he put more into that than his other ones. Money Talks was pretty good. Did you ever see that? You own it.
Nice. I don't own it anymore, actually, thinking about it. I had it on DVD, and I got rid of all my DVDs, so I never got it on Blu-ray.
Okay.
If it even is on Blu-ray. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen and him, yeah.
Yeah, that's some fine Charlie Sheen movie there. Yeah. So, it was a... Do you own Hot Shots Part 2 on...
I do not.
You do
surprisingly,
not?
Surprisingly, but... If you go on Hulu, I was actually going to text you last night. It's on Hulu now.
I'm watching
on Hulu
that.
Movies.
Yeah, I'll be watching that tonight.
Loved you in Wall Street.
R2222.
But back to Netflix movies here. So we both watched Triple Frontier.
We did.
Dirt. Which one do you want to talk about first?
Let's start with Triple Frontier. I feel like it won't take as long.
Triple Frontier. You liked it. I thought it was a little slow and boring because I see this mega cast of action stars. Mm-hmm. I'm expecting some shit to go down. And it's really about 5 to 10 minutes of awesome action, and then it just kind of slow.
Yeah, no, I can understand that, too. You know, but I did kind of like it.
It wasn't bad. I'll give you this. It was the best Ben Affleck performance I've seen.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, that's really what I thought of. I'm like, this is really good Ben Affleck. Like, we haven't seen this since Argo.
Yeah, no, Ben Affleck was on the top of his game in this movie. He was fantastic. Charlie Hunnam was, he was all right.
He didn't do much, I feel like.
No, he just kind of, like, popped in, and then,
Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, Oscar Isaac.
Pedro Pascal. Right.
Pedro Pascal did a good job. I like him in this.
I have the last movie I saw him in before this was The Equalizer 2, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah,
but
I finally got around to watching that a while ago.
Did you like it?
I did like
it. I did, and I'm like, you know what? I could go for some more of this guy.
And he's actually he plays a great bad guy because he was in Equalizer 2, The Kingsman.
Yep.
He was great.
Well, he was a good guy in Kingsman too.
No, he was a good bad guy disguised as a good guy. Don't you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Uh-huh. Don't you remember when they finally get to? Poppies?
So he flipped on everybody.
Yeah,
okay.
And then he goes to kill him.
I forgot.
Yeah, he's got the lasso thing, and they're jumping through it and all that awesome shit.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And then I'm killing him.
Oh, yeah.
And they did that thing. And
I forgot. Yeah, I totally forgot.
Yeah, he was a bad guy disguised as a good guy.
So this one also had a Garrett Hedlund, and I knew I had seen him before, and I'm like, oh, you know. And it's, like, the movie's totally cliche. You know, it's basically The Expendables without being The Expendables.
Yeah.
And it is an absolutely cliche film in many parts.
It's a predictable film.
Yeah. It's like you kind of know what's going to happen, and it's like, oh, what's going to happen at some point. And Justin was joking with me. He's like, okay, I was counting frontiers. One frontier, two frontiers. Oh, yep, three frontiers. And it's true because it's like, okay, they're on, like, the ground, and then they're in the air, and then they're on a boat, you know, or like on a mountain or something. And it's like, yeah, there's probably more than three frontiers.
The movie is just kind of like, okay. The only thing, I won't spoil it, but I'll say something happens to Ben Affleck, and that was the only thing that kind of caught me off surprise.
Yeah.
It's more of who did it.
You know what I thought about the film? I thought it was like Ocean's 11, in the sense that they had, like, it was a heist film, and it had, like this all-star cast, and, you know, they were going through this, and it's like, okay, the George Clooney guy is Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
You know, and, it, like, the Matt Damon guy is Oscar Isaac, and or the Brad Pitt guy or whatever, and it's like, okay, they're going through it like this. I don't think really many of them phoned in their performance. Like, Garrett Hedlund was awesome in this.
They all do a good job, but I just think it was kind of a weak script.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They left it open, though, at the end there, huh?
You know? Yeah.
So, I will say, I think the ending was good, with the exception of, like one or two of the choices that they made, and, like, why they made it was kind of suspect. And they're like, oh, okay. So I'm like, basically, you did this for nothing. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Great. You know?
Yeah. No. So let's just say I would give it a C.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that's like, watch it. If it's out there and you want to watch something and
if you have a Netflix account and you're not paying for it, give it a watch.
Yeah, exactly. it's not going to break any records or anything like that.
It's not going to break the bank to watch it.
Yeah, you know, watch it, check it out. I mean, do I love it? No, it's worth one watch.
Yeah.
You know, I liked it more than you, obviously.
Yeah,
but
you did like it more than me, but on the flip side, The Dirt, I would highly recommend.
Okay, so The Dirt...
That'll segue right into that.
Yeah, we're going to segue to that. So The Dirt is the Motley Crue story
biopic.
Yeah, biopic, and it was written by all of them,
And
well, it's written by one guy based on all their books.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, is it real? Is it not? It's kind of like the trend is with Bohemian Rhapsody, where they're getting everybody into like kind of doing these things. And I don't know. Do you actually believe them? I don't know.
You know? I would have to say when it comes to Motley Crue, yes.
Well, it's funny because it totally paints Tommy Lee to be like this really nice guy. And I don't know that I fully believe that. But, you know, they got some interesting people.
Well, I think back then, I mean, he was only, what, 18 or 19?
He was a young dude.
So
yeah,
he was might young, have still been that dude. Nice, innocent guy. I mean, now, yeah, he's probably not.
So let me go through some of the cast, because you may know some of these. I don't. Tommy Lee's played
by... You talk about the cast for 2 seconds. Yeah. I have to refill my beverage.
Okay. You do that.
You talk. I'll be back, people.
Through the magic of editing, we're going to pretend that Justin's actually here. All right, so we've got Tommy Lee is going to be played by Machine Gun Kelly. We've got Douglas Booth is playing Nikki Six, who's pretty much the main character. We've got Daniel Weber playing Vince Neil. And we have, Ewan Rian playing Mick Mars, right? So that kind of goes through our entire cast there. They're just going through the story, the early origins, and this is the main cast. So out of all these guys, the only person that I actually knew was the guy from Game of Thrones who played Ramsay Bolton. So he's the only one I knew. And in terms of like big name actors, there's not really a whole bunch in here. It's all kind of no names that I was looking at. Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson's in this movie, so...
Pause on that note, because I want to talk about Pete Davidson.
Justin wants to talk about Pete Davidson.
So, Pete Davidson, I want to talk about his performance in this. One, I liked his performance.
I agree.
He did very good in this. The one thing that did make me laugh is the way his character talks. Have you ever seen his SNL sketch
yes.
for Chad?
I know exactly where you're going with this.
It totally reminded me of the Chad character he plays on SNL.
Yeah, he's totally. He's like... What's going on, guys? Hey, do you want to be on my show and be millionaires? We're going to try that.
He's just like, okay. Just like the Chad guy. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's totally
funny. I did like the part where he's like, he fucked my girlfriend. What did I learn? Never leave your girlfriend with Motley Crue.
I did find out, but I found out years later.
Okay.
Yeah, no, and I mean, just looking at it, he's probably one of the biggest named actors in this entire thing.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, it's kind of cool. It's a really fun movie to watch if you're into like that kind of culture. And clearly, since we love Wayne's World so much, we're into that type of culture. So,
do you think Ozzy Osbourne did the things that they showed on this movie?
Oh, most definitely.
Dude,
most definitely.
I saw, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you're like, that's totally believable. So
it was too, but I was like, damn, dude. Ozzy's fucking nuts. No wonder he can't even talk these days.
Now, this is not a film that glorifies these sort of things because it does talk about, like, it does talk about the consequences quite a bit of what happened and what they did. Like, all kind of, like, screwing each other's girlfriends and,
Tommy Lee having to be knocked out and handcuffed.
And, yeah, and, like drugs and all that. Like, it really does show, drugs like, how it affected everybody. Like, their relationships, their management, like, the music, how eventually they left. Like my friend Bob will talk about, like, the dark era of Motley Crue when they had the different John, whatever his name is, in it. And yeah. they go into that, too. So, and they're like, well, I liked you better when Neil was in the group.
Yeah. They're like, Van Halen did it. We can do it, too.
Yeah, exactly. They totally did that. And they literally made that decision. But, I mean, in terms of, like, a spectacle, this is not something to watch with kids in the room.
Oh, no. Lots of boobies.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Lots of sex scenes and boobies and drugs and everything you don't want your young children to see.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think that Netflix totally kicked this up a notch, and this is a highly watchable movie. I would have seen this in the theaters.
Oh, it was a great movie.
Yeah. Like, they did a good job, nailed it. I'm not sure that the script is 100% correct about things, because it really does glorify these guys quite a bit. But then again, so did Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah. So it's just kind of like that trend where it's like, oh, we're going to show people, but we're only going to, like, we're going to pick and choose what we show you.
Well, that's every Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
If they did everything to actual life. It'd be a boring show.
Oh, dude, I enjoyed the hell out of this movie. You know, I mean, with the music, like, I'm not the biggest Motley Crue fan where it's like I could tell you I own, like, a copy of Dr. Feelgood or something.
I do.
You know, but, you know, I liked it.
Kickstart My Heart, man. That's a fucking badass song.
Hell yeah. Dude, Livewire,
yeah,
you know,
Livewire, Home Sweet Home. Feel Good.
Yeah, like, no, they're great. Girls, Girls, Girls. Did you see that thing that I shared a couple weeks ago? It was the Beatles' Hard Day's Night and synced up with Girls, Girls, Girls from Motley Crue. Oh, I got to reshare that. I'll share that when this podcast comes out because that was friggin' sick. It lines up perfectly. So, like, the lyrics were, you know, Paul McCartney singing Hard Day's Night with Girls, Girls, Girls in the back. That was awesome.
That one time that Paul McCartney did that, that was awesome.
You remember that time that everyone thought you were dead, but you weren't?
That's when I choked on a cookie.
Yeah. That's great. That's one of my favorite moments.
For anybody that doesn't know what that's referencing, Gold and Silver!
Oh, man. That was about a year ago.
Yeah, we were talking about Black Panther. We brought it up.
Man.
Prospector from Rudolph, and I choked on a cookie laughing.
I'm going to tell you guys, in terms of, like, spoiler-free, we spoiled the shit out of that movie. I mean, seriously, I don't think we left a stone unturned.
We did. We were like, we're going to make a movie review. That turned out to be, what, 3 hours long? Longer than the
movie.
Yeah,
it was like, you're like.
It was longer than the movie. I know.
He says to me, he's like, dude, it's almost as long as the movie. I'm like, well, we had some deep opinions.
I think the movie was like 2 hours and 5 minutes. I think our review was 2 hours and 45 minutes.
And we kept saying Okoyoi instead of like Okoye. Yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
Mostly because I got stuck on silver and gold.
Ground's bad.
Vibranium.
Oh, absolutely.
Bubbles,
man.
Let's bounce.
Bubbles, bounce. I mean, I can't look at UConn Cornelius the same anymore, so, you know.
I think that was the start of Wilford Brimley Dick Brunt, too.
I think so, yeah, probably. I'm Wilford Brimley. Buy a reverse mortgage.
Bill on Dick Brunt.
Listen to me, because I was in Star Wars.
I knew a bunch of Ewoks.
I got some Ewoks, and I go and I live in Iowa.
I once met Jeff Goldblum.
He still hasn't responded to me on Twitter, by the way.
His VH copy of Cocoon is still available.
Is it still going for $11?
I think so.
Nice. Nice. Justin was looking up a screener copy of Cocoon that was on VHS that would have been sent to Wilford Brimley to review the movie Cocoon. So
I was in that movie.
I was in it. I was in Cocoon and Cocoon 2 with the lovely Jessica Tandy. Jessica Tandy.
Oh, and then she went on to star in great movies like Chucky.
Yeah, but you gotta respect...
Jessica Tandy's boobs were great, though.
Were they really?
Well, I'm thinking Jessica...
No, you're thinking of Jessica Hahn.
No, dude,
Jessica Tandy. Jessica Tandy was the old woman from Driving Miss Daisy.
Oh, well then, screw
okay,
that.
Miss Daisy.
I
like that.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know, but I'm gonna totally quote you out of context. Be like, Jessica Tandy has nice boobs.
Dude.
Like, are you fucking serious right now? Oh, man.
Okay, I'm getting my
yeah, no, you're thinking of, like, Jessica Hahn or Jessica Lange. You know?
Maybe it was. Yeah. Who the fuck was in Bride of Chucky?
That would be Jennifer Tilly.
Jennifer Tilly, that's who I'm thinking about.
Oh, man. Yeah, I agree.
Jennifer Tilly's boobs are who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, me too.
Lately, all my shows talk to, I revert to boobs.
Well, I mean, look at what we're looking at, the Trailer Park Boys thing.
Maybe that's why. Trailer Park Boys animated series, and it's just a picture of two boobs.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. No, I'm with it. Maybe it has something to do with the C2E2 interview that you just had.
Boobs!
Hooters!
Well, actually, the interview, there's nothing to show. She didn't show.
Have you been watching a lot of Married with Children?
No, what are you thinking of? I just like to sit on the couch and think of luscious
pig,
Hooters.
Pig! I'm dying.
Oh,
no pig. Yeah, he was from Chicago. So
Chicago. I hope you went out today and got your 56-cent chocolate cake from Portillo's.
I did not.
Oh, then you're fucking... Oh, wait, that's Boston. I say, that's fucking wicked sweet.
Dunkin' Donuts, guy.
Tom Brady's fucking goddamn with his baby blue eyes.
We're gonna go watch Cheers. Gay.
See what what happened was.
Well, there you go. What happens? This time where we do the funny voices talking about sausage.
Yeah, sausage. The doctor put me on Lysias.
I met a guy one time. He was a mortgage guy, and he was talking like this to me. And I look at him, and I go, "I cannot take you seriously." He goes, "Oh, why not, gay?"
Yeah, that's one thing. When you meet a true Southside Chicago guy, he says "guy" every other word. He's like, "Guy, listen here, guy."
Hey, guy. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on now. So it's
yeah. I'm Southside Irish guy.
They call me Southside Irish Johnny guy.
I be living on the south side.
You bastards.
Oh, you bastards be moving into me neighborhood.
There's something strange in me neighborhood. Who are you going to call?
Who would I be calling?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a funny way. I'm just looking at... So Justin, what's your verdict on these Netflix so we can kind of close the door on these ones?
On Netflix, I would actually say they're doing pretty good, actually, turning out some movies lately.
Yeah, and it's like some of the other ones haven't been as good. Like I wasn't sure with Bright. Like Bright was supposed to be like this oh my god sort of movie, but it's like it was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, the movies are turning out are okay, unless it's the Adam Sandler ones. Those are just fucking garbage.
Yeah, I mean, I like The Cobbler. I'm not gonna.
But The Cobbler wasn't a Netflix movie.
Oh, wasn't? Okay.
Ooh,
yeah.
I don't believe it was. I did like The Cobbler, the but do-over. I don't believe it was.
The do-over was good.
The do-over. Okay, I'll say this: the first couple that. They shot out. I didn't mind. I didn't mind Ridiculous 6. I know you don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I didn't mind it. The Do-Over, I didn't mind. But yep. As soon as Sandy Wexler came out, dude, the rest of them I thought were shit.
That may be the second worst movie of all time.
I would agree, because I didn't even make it through it. And that's saying a lot.
You know what's better than that? Movies. Better movie than that, same premise, Pauly Shore is dead.
I would rather watch Pauly Shore's Dead.
Yeah, it's the same premise of the movie.
Yeah,
I mean, pretty much, it's just
same
like
premise, but I'd rather watch that.
Like Sean Penn is in it because he's like doing a favor for Pauly Shore, you know. And it's
buddy,
like,
buddy, I need to do a movie.
All right,
I'm kind of broke and need to do a movie. I need to munch on some grindage.
Oh, and see that's the thing too. After meeting this guy, it's like I totally respect him as an actor because he's acting like that, and I'm like, he's got to be good to do that because he's just a dick in real life.
He's not like Andy Dick.
Andy Dick is so much nicer than him.
I have a feeling Andy Dick is actually just Andy Dick, no matter what.
Oh yeah, I think so.
I don't think it ever turns on or off.
I think that it's great. I watched that show on Netflix called Love, and he shows up in that show pretty much as himself. Yeah. His character's name is Andy too, and he's just like this mess of a person who's like, he's like, I don't know why I'm so fucked up. I'm sorry, you know. He's just trying to be this girl's like friend and stuff like that, and he's just messed up. But yeah, he's good.
That's what I said. I don't think Andy Dick ever turns it off. I think Andy Dick is Andy Dick 24/7.
He was my favorite part of the Ben Stiller show, like way back.
Oh God,
you remember
I
that?
Completely forgot about the Ben Stiller show.
I want to say it was like one of those like Dave something. I don't know. But Ben Stiller, Janine Garofalo, Andy Dick, and like a couple other people or something. But I mean, it had its moments, but really, it's like, when you put Ben Stiller in front of like this comedy stuff, it's like, you know, it's like, well, you're getting there. You're getting there, guy. Keep trying.
Yeah, you have Bob Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk, that's who it was.
Yeah, Janine Garofalo. Yeah, I can't talk.
That Gene Triplehorn.
Yep.
Nice.
Gene Triplehorn, John F. O'Donohue.
Yeah.
Andy Dick.
But I remember like just laughing at anything Andy Dick was in. And I'm like, this guy's funny. Everybody else sucks.
He's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Kind of looks kind of funny. talking about like great comedy sketch shows, I was...
Excellent segue, by the way.
Yeah, it's an excellent segue. Actually, because... I was out with the girlfriend. She was out shopping. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting in the car. And I was like, oh, what did I do? I ended up watching old clips of John Candy on Second City Live.
SCTV,
yeah,
man.
SCTV,
yeah.
SCTV there. Dude, that was some great stuff.
They, you know... And
John Candy, dude. That
I know our
amazing.
Friends from Canada, the Derailers, are not into SCTV. And we talked about it a little on the show when I was with them. But I got to say, huge, huge Rick Moranis fan.
Yeah.
And I remember growing up, people told me, they're like, you kind of look like Rick Moranis. And I'm like, really? I'm like, thank
you. What are you talking about, eh?
It's like, how about a cold one, eh?
This is my brother, eh?
Yeah, you know, in another time, that was the podcast, you know? And it's like, in many ways, Strange Brew preceded Wayne's World, and it was that, you know?
Strange Brew is a great movie.
Yeah, I own that. I had to buy that.
My brother Dio, bitch.
Oh, take off, hoser. Yeah. It's funny, Mel Blanc is in it. What are you boys doing?
Bro, I just watched it. I was like, man, John Candy was so great.
John Candy was amazing.
Yeah.
He was one of those guys that could literally make you laugh doing nothing. You know, that's how funny he was.
Yeah, and
And he always plays like some idiot too, like some funny. Remember when he was like the conductor of like the polka band? And
no, what was the the polka band? But what was it, the LaRue guy who? Like,
yeah, Johnny LaRue.
Yeah, Johnny LaRue.
He was a car salesman. That was pretty funny. Yeah, I like the lounge singer that that Rick Moranis was, and Joe Flannery was really funny on that.
SCTV had an amazing cast.
Yeah, it did. I mean, Dave Thomas. Eugene Levy.
Yeah, Eugene Levy. And
then later on, they got Catherine McCormick, I think.
Yeah, they did.
I want to say
they got Kevin's mom. Yep.
Elaine Boozler, but
yeah, you had Eugene Levy.
Am I right?
Dave Thomas, John, Joe Flattery, Harold Ramis.
Harold Ramis, yeah.
Yeah, Catherine O'Hara, Andrea Martin, John Candy,
Martin Short. At some point, but he wasn't there long.
Yeah, Rick Moranis and a bunch of other people we've never heard of.
Now, my favorite thing about this is Joe Flannery is probably famous for a lot of things. My number one Joe Flannery thing is how he shows up and he goes, Marty McFly? At the end, and he's like, I got something for you. And he shows up at the end of Back to the Future and gives him the letter from Doc. He goes, it's Doc!
Well, I mean, his favorite, or I should say his most famous clip is Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Jackass. Right.
I get that, and I also know him as Count Floyd from The Edward Grimley Show, I must say.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd have to say for our generation, the most famous is...
Yeah.
He was in Anchorman? I don't remember him in Anchorman.
I don't either, yeah.
I'm looking at the IMDb for him, and I'm like, when was he in Anchorman?
Well, I know him also as the dad from Freaks and Geeks.
Yeah, oh yeah, Freaks and Geeks was a great show. That was a short-lived show that should have been longer.
Two seasons, I think, right? Yeah, two seasons. In the second season, short. Then after that, he did Underclassmen, Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
So another guy, it's like his stuff is, I mean, for a long time, it was can't miss. But, you know, then Funny People came out.
Yeah, Funny People kill. Oh, God, that was...
Dude, that movie's terrible.
It was the most unfunny people I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's funny, too. More ironically funny than actually funny.
Yeah. You have this cast of all these great comedians, and you're like, I'm not going to have any of them make you laugh.
Yeah. The only good thing about that movie was that, what's his name? The fat kid?
Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill, yeah. And maybe Jason Schwartzman, but Jonah Hill was the only really funny part of that movie.
Yeah, as their roommates, and yeah, they just bicker back and forth. That was the best part of the movie.
He's like, oh, I'm making YouTube videos, and he like pretends to be the cat. I'm like, dude, Jonah Hill is killing this movie. He's killing it.
Jonah Hill was great before he got super famous, even.
Yeah, I don't like him now. Yeah.
Yeah, Fat Jonah Hill was great. I mean, come on, like in 40-Year-Old Virgin, like.
Yeah. I still have not watched Maniac because I just don't want to see Jonah Hill. I really just don't want to see him. You know?
Because I think of Fat Jonah Hill, and I liked Fat Jonah Hill.
Did you watch Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
He's good in that.
Yeah, you know? Those big fake teeth he wore?
Yeah, you know.
No, he did really good in that, but yeah.
He didn't need to be in Django Unchained. Like, I just feel like, I'm like, okay, what the fuck is he doing
Django?
Here?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he was in Django Unchained. He was one of the KKK members with Don Johnson.
Oh, yeah, I remember it now. Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well, he's here. I guess we, you know.
My favorite thing is just him in 40-Year-Old Virgin, where he's like, I want to buy these boots. And it's like the go-go dancing, like, fish boots. And he's like, and she's like, oh, it's an eBay story. Yeah, but I want to give you money and buy them. And you have to, you have to bid for them. Then why do you have a store?
Exactly. Exactly. I liked him in Grandma's Boy, and I liked
Grandma's
him
Boy was
in
like,
Strange Wilderness. You're wearing a thong.
Grandma's Boy is like the most underrated comedy ever.
I have a feeling that's a great description for that film.
It is, because a lot of people have never heard of it, never seen it, and I'm like, how?
All the actors are like no-names, too.
Yeah, and when that movie came out, yeah, you had like a bunch of people, you're like, oh, that's the guy from the Adam Sandler movie, but you never knew his name. And man, that movie was fucking hilarious.
We should totally get Justin Long on this show.
That movie was fucking amazing. Grandma's still the show.
Yeah, and Alan Corbett.
Yeah,
I want to say
the famous grandmas. That's it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like the mother from
Partridge Family.
Partridge Family. And
I once gave Charlie Chaplin a hand job. Oh, was he silent?
My favorite too is if you watch on the DVD, like they've got like the outtakes and extras, and that guy who played like the Neo guy, you know, I forget what his name is, but dude, he was hilarious. He was killing it.
Sit on my face.
He's like, I loved you in Scooby-Doo. And I'm like, man, he was so funny. And it's like, this is just like a no guy, you know?
Well, he did great in Dodgeball, though, too.
Dodgeball was great.
Joel David Moore.
Yeah. And he hasn't...
Shirley Jones was the other one.
He hasn't done so much. Yeah, the other one was, I think, the mom from Carrie, you know?
Yeah, Doris Roberts from your favorite, with Ray Romano.
Oh, with Ray Romano!
Yeah, you had Shirley Jones and you had Shirley Knight.
Shirley Knight, yeah. Yeah, I think she was the mom in Carrie, like the original one. Not Carrie 2, the remembering or whatever. You know?
Yeah, but yeah, Joel David, he hasn't done much. He did Bones forever, so he
could. Oh, that makes
sense.
He's
probably living off his Bones money.
He's got that Bones money.
He's got that Avatar and that Bones money.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, he was in Avatar.
Yeah, he was in Grandma's Boy, Avatar, Bones, Dodgeball. I mean, he's done some other movies.
Can I be real for a second?
What?
I don't like Avatar.
I don't like it either. You know, it's way too fucking
I feel like it's one of those things that they're like, oh, yeah, and then we'll do this, and then we'll do this. And it's like, it should work, but it doesn't.
Dude, they can't, they're making a second. Well, they've been saying they're going to make a second one for years now. And
well, they've
like,
been saying, he was saying,
I can't wait for it to come out. And I'm like, I can.
Well, do you know what his most anticipated movie that he couldn't wait to do for the number of years was?
What?
Battle Angel Alita. And again, don't hate the movie.
I don't hate the movie. I was gonna say the fight scenes in that movie were fucking were awesome, but
yeah, put more of them in there.
It's the sub story that like killed it.
Yeah, when she literally took her heart out of her body, and guys, I'm sorry if I'm spoiling this for you, but when she literally takes the one thing everybody was looking for only in the scene before did they mention that she was looking for this. She literally takes it out and hands it to him.
No, not only that. They mentioned it to her boyfriend in the scene right before it. We need her heart. Next scene, I'll give you anything. And she pulls it out and you're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was like so forced all around. And it's like they cast the boyfriend as the worst possible freaking actor. And I'm like, I felt like Wayne's World. I'm like, I know this is a bit part, but like, can't we do a little better than this? And he's like, the love I knew down on Cherry Street.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man.
Can we get a better actor?
Yeah, I mean, really.
No, dude, it was totally like, yeah. I mean, Avatar, as we have known in the YouTube world, because we do movie reviews online.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, check us out on YouTube for our movie reviews. But that was probably our most hated video that we've ever done, because we got a lot of hate comments for us hating that movie.
Yeah, and we didn't even hate it. You know,
we hated that movie with
Chevy Chase and Richard Dreyfuss. We hated that movie.
Oh God, that was
like,
horrible.
I mean, that's like F minus. Like we hated it.
It was it was a movie that should have never been made because it was pointless and had no point.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the difference. It's like there's a big chasm between that. There's a lot to enjoy in some of these movies, and usually we're not a hate cast.
We
you know?
We actually are pretty generous with a lot of movies. But that movie, it's just...
We should be getting paid to say what the good things that we say about Suicide Squad. You know? Because it's not a good movie.
It's not a good movie, but if they edited Jared Leto out, it would have been a fucking award-winning movie.
Dude, I watched that shit. You know, like, without it. Like, if you could release a cut that doesn't have him in it, like, at all, that'd be great.
I put it on, because I do own it, as you can see through my cabinet.
Yep.
Every time Jared Leto's on screen, I just hold up a picture of a Joker that I actually like, and I hold it up, and...
Would you, or do you think you will hold up a picture of Joaquin Phoenix?
I don't know yet. I have to see the movie.
I
know you're pumped for the trailer.
I'm pumped.
I know
I'm
you
so
were like,
pumped.
We went to the movies and you were like, dude, did you see the Joker trailer? And
yep.
I was like, I saw it.
That's what I sounded like too.
And I'm still kind of like, I don't know.
I don't get what people are holding on for. Like, what more are you looking for?
I don't know. I just don't know if it's going to be like over the top weird. Which, I mean, I get that. Would probably work, or is it going to be like kind of almost depressing?
I mean, what I'm looking for is to see if he's got some sort of interesting like chemistry background or something, you know, so he can make like his
yeah, it looks like
Joker
he just wants to be a clown.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a criminal that wants to be a clown or something like that, and he like goes to that. It seems like that's the route they're going.
I think he's trying to channel his inner clown from Uncle Buck. Know any good dildo jokes? Bah! I was at this all night bachelorette party.
I still go back to he looks just like Bill Murray from Quick Change. You know,
he does
like,
look like a young
Chip. He did, yeah, and I mean it works because he was kind of frightening,
And I think that the thing that's going to shock people about this movie is that it's going to be a lot more artsy, and it's going to be a lot more like, oh, this is this descent into madness. And if they do this right, then they can kind of incorporate the character into the DCU. And if they keep it up with stuff like Shazam, where they have these tie-ins and it's like a big universe that they're building, they could potentially be the next MCU.
Hey, if DC can knock the Joker movie out of the park like they did with Shazam, I'm 100%
on. And Aquaman. I mean, that's three.
And Aquaman, yeah. I mean, the last two DC movies are better than the last two Marvel movies, in my opinion.
I would agree with that sentiment, yeah.
Wait, well, first of all, no, yeah, the last two were...
Yeah.
Captain Marvel and Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
So yeah, I would agree.
I think Ant-Man is my least favorite Marvel movie. And
speaking of which, happy birthday, Paul Rudd. You turned 50, you fucking bastard, dude. When I saw you turn 50, I was like, there's no way he's 50.
Yeah. I'm 50.
I'm an old man.
Yeah, he's 20 years younger than Wilford Brimley. No, I'm just kidding. He's 30 years younger.
He's only 3 years difference.
Well, that's the thing. I remember seeing something about like Sean Connery and the difference of age between him and Harrison Ford, and it was like a really slim gap. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. When I saw Paul Rudd was 50.
Yeah.
I just went mind blown. Bam! What the fuck?
Yeah, he looks pretty good.
I'm like, I figured that he was only in like his early 40s.
Yeah, he looks exactly the same as when he was on Friends.
Yeah,
like I won't say Clueless because Clueless, like, there's a little bit of a difference, but not much. I mean, the dude has aged well.
All right, well, back to your rant on Ant-Man.
Yeah, my least favorite. So, Ant-Man and the Wasp is my least favorite of Marvel movie. Even like I like Thor: The Dark World better, and I liked Iron Man 3 better.
That's rough.
It is rough. I know.
Yeah. I don't know if I like it worse than, or I hate it worse than Iron Man 3. Iron Man 3.
So Iron Man 3, the thing that puts it above, I really love the part where his house blows up. That's fucking awesome. Like cool. The helicopters and shit. And I do have kind of like a soft spot for like the battle at the end that's totally cliche, where it's like, oh, all this stuff. And then he keeps jumping into like different Iron Man suits and all that. I'm like, that's kind of fun. So I'm going to give it, like, points for those things.
Yeah, I just... The Mandarin was fucking...
Oh, the Mandarin was terrible. Absolutely terrible.
I love Ben Kingsley in most movies. That one, this is horrible.
I've started actually not liking him. Have you ever seen Blood Rain?
I was about to say, his newer movies are trash. His older movies are amazing.
Have you seen a good movie with him in the last 20 years? I mean, it's
20 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind
of
tough.
I got to look up what he's done in the last 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of like The House of Sand and Fog or something like that, but how long ago was that?
Well, I mean, he's like one of those people that's like, I'm a classically trained actor.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean, he did Gandhi. It's like, yeah, that was great. And he's done like some other stuff.
The Love Guru.
Yeah, I know he was in The Love Guru. That's why I'm telling you. We keep going back to that tonight. Mariska Hargitay.
Ben Kingsley. He did Shutter Island. He did The Dictator.
Yeah, Shutter Island. I never
watched Selfless.
I didn't see that.
That was
either.
The one where he takes the body of what's Brian Reynolds, or like wipes his memory or something like that. I don't know. I never watched it.
I don't know. I know he was.
He
in
did
Suspect,
the Jungle Book.
Suspect Zero. I remember.
And Ender's Game wasn't bad.
Yeah, maybe. But oh, you know what was bad? Hugo. And he was in Hugo.
Yeah, he was in Hugo.
I fucking hate Hugo.
He was at A Night at the Museum.
All right. Yeah, you know what? Okay. I like that. I liked A Night at the Museum. He played King Tut, or not King Tut, but like his father.
Yeah. He was in Rules of Engagement.
That was the one with Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that saves it. So, because I think that was also the one with Meg Ryan in it, right? That's the one where...
It's Tommy Lee Jones, Sam Jackson, who else is in
that? That was where they were trying to reinvent the wheel with A Few Good Men. And, like, if you see A Few Good Men, that's a good movie. And you're like, holy crap, Tom Cruise is entertaining to watch.
Actually, I don't think Meg Ryan is in this one.
That's not the one. I'm thinking of something else then.
This one's got Sam Jackson, Tommy Lee Jones, Guy Pearce, Ben Kingsley, Bruce Greenwood, Ann Archer.
I do like Bruce
Greenwood. Philip Baker Hall, Blair Underwood. Ryan Hurst.
Nice. A good Blair Underwood movie.
Yeah, so I mean, it's got a good cast. I didn't think it was... I don't really remember it that much.
On an unrelated note, I also like Bokeem Woodbine movies. Look him up.
Okay. Oh, Schindler's List?
No one's ever seen that.
No one's ever seen that piece of trash.
I made shells that work, damn it.
Acting.
Yeah. Has he been in a movie with John Lovitz?
No.
Was he in Mom and Dad Save the World? Because that's what I consider a good movie. When all the guys, they pick up this disintegrator.
That was a great movie.
I am actually considering that a good movie. I'm such an idiot. I'm like, hey, you remember Stay Tuned?
I'm going to have to watch that movie again because, yeah, they have the station wagon too, like the family truckster almost.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I prefer the work of classically trained Ben Kingsley. I'm like, I prefer the early works of John Ritter.
I prefer the classically trained John Lovitz. Acting!
He's like, I am Spango. Ew.
His best performance is Coneheads.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I think...
Well, feed him to the burglar!
Okay. Knife in the gothic!
Yeah, whatever it is.
I do love it. Anything with Dan Aykroyd, I'm okay with, so... get your pass-o-matic.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Guys, you gotta check out this poll! Yeah, I know I talked about it last episode, but watching Spies Like Us again, man, I love that. Him and Chevy Chase together was just like a really good organic sort of mix.
Dude, the 80s had some really great comedies.
Oh, yeah.
And so many great comedic actors.
Yeah. I mean, John Candy movies alone make up like... Oh. The guy did more than 88 films in... 12
oh,
years.
Oh, I know.
It's absurd.
After I watched some SCTV, I watched kind of like a eulogy of all these people talking about him.
Nice.
And, man, I didn't know. Like, he was, like, an amazing guy off screen. Like,
oh, yeah.
Everyone said how he played in Uncle Buck was him in real life.
Oh, man. Hey, like, there, Bug.
Yeah.
Bug? Nat?
No, they said, like, he would go to places and, like, you know... They'd be like, oh, we have, you know, actors, they always show up to, like, sign autographs at places, mm-hmm. and they leave. And they said he would stay until the end and, like, make sure he talked to everybody and everything. And I was just like, man, and I didn't know he owned a football team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he owned a Canadian football team.
Oh, well, that explains why you'd never heard of it, so. Well, I knew that there was things like he wouldn't do certain things because he had, like, a good moral compass, you would say. So it's like he would push the envelope only so far. Like he would do a dirty joke or something like that, but it's like he wouldn't like do like a Sarah Silverman dirty joke.
Yeah, no.
You know? So I don't know why, because hers are funny.
Well, it was also the 80s. It was a different time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there was a lot more conservativeness.
Like, Eddie Murphy was raunchy back then. Nowadays, he'd be PG-13.
That's so funny to think of that. Eddie Murphy!
Yeah, the 80s were a different time.
Were you into Eddie Murphy movies? I mean, there's...
Beverly Hills Cop.
Beverly Hills Cop, but The Golden Child.
Coming to America?
Dude, you know I fucking love Coming to America.
Were you happy to see the pictures of the cast together?
Yeah, I was so freaking...
Are they the second one?
So into that film. And it's like, if... I didn't notice. Did they get the original Lisa?
I don't know yet.
Oh, watch. She probably got, like, all fat and stuff. It's like... Yeah, but I was a huge, like, I don't even know if it's one of those things where it's like, I shouldn't have been into this Arsenio Hall, but I loved him.
Dude, I didn't mind Arsenio. He never bugs me.
Yeah, I thought he was funny, and I'm like, his voice is great. He did Winston from the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, so. But yeah, I don't know, Trading Places.
Yeah, oh, dude, Trading Places, another great movie, and you got Dan Aykroyd playing mostly, like, the straight guy.
Yeah,
great film.
Yeah, so I mean, I mean, the Eddie Murphy movies of later years are great, but the newer ones are kind of bombs. Because, you know, he switched to family films. I get that. He's got like 13 kids.
You know what's funny? You can probably track it from The Nutty Professor on, and then it's like, okay, maybe he came back at Dreamgirls, but I never saw Dreamgirls. I had no interest in that.
He's good in smaller roles now.
Yeah.
He
was great in Shrek.
He actually had a serious role where he played like a housekeeper / Manny type thing for like the sick lady.
Oh, how could I forget Life? Dude, Life was hilarious.
Yeah, Life was good. But there was a serious movie that he did. It was actually really good. I'm going to look it up.
Is it like The Butler?
No, The Butler was, what's his name? With the lazy eye.
No, I know it was Forrest Whitaker, you know. Yeah. And honestly... Forrest Whitaker's best role was...
oh, you can't forget about Shrek.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
He's in it for 5 seconds. He's like buying Earth, Wind, and Fire tickets.
Mr. Church, that's the name of the movie. It's a real serious movie, oh. But he actually did really good in the movie.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, it's like it's a dark, serious kind of drama movie.
Mm-hmm.
About a girl, her mom's dying, and he's kind of like the caretaker.
Oh.
And he actually, like I said, he did really good in the movie. Actually, I watched it. I was like, this is actually an enjoyable movie.
Yeah, no, I mean, that seems interesting.
And rest in peace to his brother, Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, dude, Charlie was the shit.
Charlie Murphy!
The darkness.
Oh, Charlie Murphy.
Now those stories about a friggin' hanging out with Rick James.
Yeah.
Rick James!
or Prince.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, they
play some basketball, bitches.
They say Prince was like an alien. You know, like just like being in his presence, you'd get high. Yeah.
I can imagine that, because the stories that Charlie Murphy told were just like, what?
Oh, yeah.
We'll
yeah.
make blouses. Then when they were done, he made us pancakes.
He's like, what the hell just happened?
All I know is if you go to Minnesota, do not bad talk Prince.
Dude, I wouldn't bad talk Prince anywhere.
Oh, I know, I wouldn't.
You kidding me? This is the guy that did the soundtrack to freaking Batman. Party man, party man. You know, his other really big contribution to the world, Prince gave us Carmen Electra.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. On a Carmen Electra related segue, do you remember Baywatch?
Yes.
Baywatch has become...
Oh, come on. Who doesn't remember Baywatch? We're not talking the Dwayne Johnson remake.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, the old show with, like, you know, like, Nicole Eggert and Pamela Anderson and all that. That show was, like, the number one watch show in the world. And now it is nothing. It's like people don't even have the DVD box sets because they don't care. You know, it was such like a phenomenon that became like a flash in the pan. So
I'm looking at Carmel. I forgot all about it. Kind of thought about it.
I was into Baywatch Hawaii for a while, and I remember I was working at. Yeah, I know. Well, whatever. We all have our things, but
Carmel actually looks still pretty good these days.
Usually, oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Usually you look at him, and you're like Pam Anderson, like when she appeared in the new Baywatch movie, I was like, oh. Oh, you aged horribly.
Not like Paul Rudd, that beautiful, beautiful Paul Rudd.
Oh, that beautiful son of a bitch. Dude, I'm jealous. I hope at 50 I look as good as Paul Rudd.
I hope I'm alive.
The same as Dwayne Johnson, man. He's old, too.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. When he shaved his head, you can't tell anymore because he doesn't have any gray in his head.
Well, he's got the gray goatee.
He's become ageless. For the most part.
Well, I mean, but I'm just saying, though, for like...
He looked young in Fighting With My Family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they have to make him look young. Because I was also... He's 46.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I would have to say he looks better than most 46-year-olds. He looks better than me, and I'm 34.
Yeah, he's The Rock, so, yeah, he does look
good. I do smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. You know what we haven't done in a while? We got to talk about our Weekend Geek. So we've done a couple movie reviews and all that. So.
I'll go first. I didn't do much because I've been fucking busy. You can go now.
Wait a minute. You've done something. Didn't you watch like Deadwood or something?
I watched Hellboy while I cleaned my house.
That is the only acceptable answer.
So yeah, I did watch Hellboy. I watched Highwaymen. And,
which I'll check out. You said that was good.
It was a good movie. Trying to think of anything else I did. I really didn't do much because I have been busy. You ladies and gentlemen at home can't see it, but the stuff that we usually record in front of is completely rearranged.
Oh yeah,
reorganized and actually
looking
nice. You
gotta tell them about what you got for your birthday because that thing's pretty sick.
I got a super stretch Armstrong, man.
I hear he stretches from today to tomorrow.
Except for I found out you do not twirl stretch Armstrong because I popped, so I had to return them. Luckily, they were very nice at Target, and I walked in and I said. I found out you can't twirl them, and I popped them in 5 minutes.
And the 16-year-old running the desk is like, okay.
Yeah, pretty much. He was just kind of like, well, actually, no. It was really first. I walk in, I set the box down, and this guy, you could tell he was a geek because his first thing out of his mouth, Stretch Armstrong. When the hell did we get those?
Yeah. Oh man, we could smell our own, can't we?
Yeah, and I was like, all right, I got this guy, and I was like, yeah, I popped it. And I need to see if I can get a new one. He just went, yeah, that's cool.
So what's inside him? Is it cornstarch?
It's like a... It's
the best way I can, it's almost like a liquid hot glue. It's the best way to describe it.
So it's like silicone.
It's like a silicone base, but yeah. When you like when it came out, stretch gooed on me.
Oh.
And it is sticky as fuck, man.
Really?
It is seriously like my hand was like, and it wouldn't move. It was like seriously like hot glue, like someone hot glued my hand. Oh, that's
crazy.
So he spooched on me. And yeah, we got him, sticky.
We should call him Spooch Armstrong.
He spooched on me and it got super sticky.
You know, it's one of those things where it's like, I gotta admit, like looking over at that thing, it's kind of cool. Like it just is. Like it's one of those things that's just kind of cool to have like in your presence. You're like, dude, this is Stretch Armstrong. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it totally brought me back to my. I opened the box and I super stretched it out because, well, if anybody doesn't know this, my birthday was on Sunday. Woo. I turned the ripe old age of 34, so that was my gift from the kids. So yeah, but no, it took me back to my childhood like instantly. And the best thing was I have a 6-year-old and she was like, "Let's stretch him."
You're like. Yes.
But then I sent Justin a picture. I left him alone with her for like 5 minutes, and I came back, and she dressed him up as a gay superhero.
Yeah.
He had pink boots and a Batgirl costume.
Yeah, it was kind of like a taffeta thing on it, too, so I'm like, oh, he's got a tutu. Like,
well, the right. Batgirl was off of like a Batgirl like Barbie doll type thing.
Oh.
And to make like make Stretch fit, Chloe cut the arms and legs off. So on the outfit, he had like basically like some assless chaps almost. I was laughing.
Another good movie, Armed and Dangerous, with the assless chaps.
And I was like, man, Super Stretch, and this should be a show. Super Stretch, Gay Armstrong.
They did make a Stretch Armstrong show.
I know, so. But it would be better if it was gay and he was a superhero like that.
That's become one of those things. It's like you're discouraged from doing again is like the whole like that caricature of it and all that. Yeah. So I don't know if you can do that anymore. I guess you have to actually be gay. So
yeah, you can't do that stuff.
How does Andy Dick get away with it?
People
he's all things to all people.
That's because why. Nobody knows what Andy Dick really is.
Yeah, that dude's like a like an amorphous alien. He's like, what do I like today? I don't know.
Am I gay? Am I straight?
He's hanging out with Roger from. It's like, hey, Stan.
That's because Andy Dick, I think, is that guy. You're like, is he gay? Well, I saw him suck a dick once.
Yeah, like I don't know, but yeah, remember when he was doing those blowjob parties in old school?
Oh yeah, and I prematurely goes off in your eye, which is now why I have a lazy eye.
That's now, yeah. That's what happens when you don't pay attention.
If you hang out with Andy Dick, it's totally like the ending of a Scary Movie. We're gay. What do you fuck you mean we're gay? You suck. We made love. You suck my dick.
Do it, Brandon. That's funny. We'll have to get on those shows sometimes. You know, good parodies and all that. So, but so you're we can get. I brought my item over. Actually,
beautiful.
I won an art auction online.
Beautiful.
From Brooks Art, who is an Instagram artist, and he did a Hellboy piece, and I won an art auction from him. And the last time he held one, it was $110 for this thing. And he did a new one on my request, and he did a Hellboy with his gun, and I got it for $65.
I saw it, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really cool.
He liked it. He reminded him one time he met this Swedish girl, and, you know, he took him to a hotel. She had a city pulse.
I was glad that I finally got to see that Terry Tibbs thing, too, so I'm like, I thought it was
just beautiful, funny. Beautiful. Full fat or half fat?
No. We make the sob up here.
Listen, no. Let me tell you something. We don't just jump into bed. You take a warning. You got to wine and dine me. Take me out of the tent. Show me a good time.
How about 5,000?
I'll throw in a fucking beautiful IKEA sofa. Why the fuck you care? You're moving to Sweden. The chicks will love it.
So what was that? What was that even from? That was just
that
like
was,
a
that
guy.
That was a movie or TV show that used to actually be on Comedy Central for a while called The Phone Jacker.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he's a British guy over in England. I'm sure it was a bigger show over there, but yeah.
Yeah,
character Terry Tibbs.
Did you ever see they had a show with a con man once?
Yeah.
That was a decent show, and I'm like, oh, okay. They taught me how to do shit.
The con man guy was actually an actor, and he's been in movies and stuff.
Well, yeah, but I mean, some of his cons, like. I did. I'm like, I don't want to pay for that. Duh.
So let me guess, you kept all the cups? And because I remember there was an episode where you had all the cups to the fast food restaurants so you'd go get free drinks.
There's that. and I've done that. And the other thing I did is the parking garage one where you go and you just walk back and you hit a new ticket. And then you take that and then go out and you pay the low amount for parking tickets. That has worked for me twice.
What about the show? Did you ever see the one where it was Nathan and he fixes businesses?
Is that like a restaurant 911?
No. Well, okay. What was the name of that show now?
I don't know, but I was thinking of Me and Busey.
You remember that? I'm
Gary okay. Busey, and I'm going to do this thing. It's more Nick Nolte, but, you know, it's like, one time, and you got some hot ice.
You got to heat the ice cubes. Hot ice.
That's another great movie from our childhood. So, man, you never know where you're going to end up. But, yeah, my Weekend Geek, just to tell you, I saw Shazam a second time. It was excellent. You'll have to check out our review of Shazam. Obviously, we liked it. And I read, like, 3 or 4 different books of Shazam, so that was pretty cool.
Shazam!
Shazam! And finally, I saw someone released exactly what I wanted to see, where Gomer Pyle says Shazam every time that, you know, Zachary Levi or the little kid from the show goes, Shazam!
Shazam, Shazam, Shazam.
Yeah, and I was pretty excited by that. So that was pretty much my week. So
Nathan For You, that was the name of the show.
I never saw that.
You never saw that? That was great. You should watch that because he's, like, there was one where he's like, trying to fix a yogurt shop, and he's like, we should introduce a new flavor, poo flavored.
It's really chocolate, but we call it poo.
Yeah, he was the one. He got a lot of crap for when he made a fake Starbucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, no, I'd never seen it.
You know, Dan Benjamin was on it. Dan Benjamin has a van.
Oh.
From Bob's Burger.
Oh, I think of H. John Benjamin. He's like, hey, what are we doing? We're going to make some burgers? Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's good. We should probably start wrapping up, but
I don't want to wrap it up. I go raw dog all night.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But thank you everybody for coming and giving a listen to our audio format. We're gonna keep the videos for the reviews, but we're gonna try and see if we can branch out into the audio world.
We're gonna sound like we're on old time radio.
Yeah, we are. You won't be able to see us, and you may think it's actually Morgan Freeman giving you the news.
This week on Joseph vs. Justin, we sell war bonds. Mm-hmm. Get your war bonds.
Take that, Tojo.
We should do a whole episode where we talk like that.
I think we have.
I know we did one on video where we did that for most of the day, but
that was pretty good.
I think we should do a whole radio show where we talk like old-time radio announcers. Tell us about your Weekend Geek.
Listen here, sonny boy.
I saw Hellboy. It's about a boy from hell. He comes out and shoots some Nazis.
Like to hear about it? Here go.
I like it very much. But I miss Ron Perlman.
Yeah, that's going to be weird, but I think it's going to work. So
that's the thing that I think I'll miss the most is the voice.
Yeah.
Ron Perlman's deep, soothing voice.
Yeah, I mean, it's like gravy and chocolate mixed
when
together.
When it comes to Hellboy, that's how I picture Hellboy sounding. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So
plus, he did most of the animated shows,
the look,
too. So.
The look is cool. Oh, so yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, the only two animated ones he definitely did, so... But yeah, and
you would know that.
But here's the thing: he also did the voice of Batman once. He's done the voice of like other characters on Justice League. So you know, I can suspend disbelief.
What if Hellboy comes out and it's like, "Hello, I'm Hellboy."
Hi, I'm Hellboy.
I'm Hellboy. I'm here to kill Nazis.
As long as it's not him, and it's not as long as it's not like Louis Anderson or something. He's like, hey, I'm Hellboy. Hey, my father.
Oh, you don't want Pauly Shore coming up? I'm here to like kill some Nazis and munch on some Gundage.
I think he would be Hellboy's sidekick, the Whistle. He's like, I'm in the BRP.
Buddy.
I always say it wrong. I think it's BPRD. Right?
All I know is like we kill spirits and Nazis.
Yeah. Exactly.
Buddy.
Wow, where's Hellboy? What's going on?
Oh, we could ruin this movie.
Yeah, no, we have Nicolas Cage is here. He's looking for Hellboy. What's going on?
Nicolas Cage now will never leave Spider-Man movies, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
After the last one, that was amazing.
Yeah, I wonder if he could do a different voice. I mean, I've seen him do a mole in G-Force.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, boy, it's me, Nicolas Cage.
Hey, his voice worked perfect for Spider-Man Noir, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was... and for Ghost Rider, you mean, right?
Yeah, and totally Ghost Rider.
Yeah. Totally.
I know. Is one day I will be back.
I'm going to be the Joker. No, you're not. Well, I'll do it myself. I want to be this Elvis impersonator that's like crazy. You've done that. You live that. You own that.
He can't marry. He annulled his new marriage after 4 days.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's not even like his longest one.
And he just said because he was drunk.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Go Nick Cage.
Who hasn't been there? Oh, yeah, everyone.
I wish I could have annulled mine after 4 days.
That's a different story altogether.
That's a horse of a different color. Nothing beats a good Wizard of Oz reference to round out a podcast, right?
Why didn't you say so? Come on in.
Just clear as the nose of my face. That's a quotable film, too, isn't it? Sorry, I hit you with that one. I practiced that one.
All I know is that while you were talking, I fell asleep, and then I woke up, and you were there, and you were
there. Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Twister.
All right, guys, well, that'll about do it for this episode of Justin vs. Justin. Feel free to check us out, and check out some of our friends from the Somebody's Network as well.
Yeah, and if not, check us out, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all those fun places. Leave us comments. We'd like to talk to you guys.
Interact with us. Share memes with us.
No dick pics, please.
Well, that's him. I don't mind.
Just that was just with an eye, and if you want his personal home address, I will send that.
Not again.
All right, guys. Well, this is Justin with an E signing off.
And Justin with an I.
Catch you next time.
Available in dick print.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating, it brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
They're so disgusting.
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways podcast network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga, is this podcast for you?